it in, and he traveled with it. Out of bounds is number 12, Matt Kramer. Couldn't keep his feet underneath him, stepped on the line. Cass City ball in front of their own bench on the right side of the radio. 43.6 seconds left. The score, Cass City 64, Bad Axe 39. And the inbound pass by Cass City is blocked by number 2, Bailey Hines. And the inbounder, Hacker, actually grabbed it, standing out of bounds, so it's Bad Axe ball. Here comes Ben Brand across the timeline, right to left across the radio, 35 seconds left in the fourth. Braden over to Hines on the right wing. Skip pass over to the left wing, and it's actually stolen by Dickinson. Here comes Cass City one more time. Over to Hacker, 21. Lets all the defenders go by, all three of them. Goes up for the shot, misses it, and it goes out of bounds. Bad Axe ball, 24 seconds left. Cass City with 64 points. They had 32 and a half. Very consistent in both halves with 32 points thus far. Ben Braden at the right wing. Over to Kramer on the top of the key. He takes the three from 22 feet. This one's no good. 13 seconds remain. And Messing actually throws it off of Dickinson, going out of bounds. Bad Axe ball on the near side of the radio on the side. 11.2 seconds left. Cass City 64, Bad Axe 39. Braden into Hines, top of the key. 10 seconds remain. Messing in the left corner. Left wing, Hines for the long NBA three, and it's good. Bailey Hines hits the three from the parking lot, and there is the final buzzer. So that will do it. Cass City pulls out the victory, had the lead the entire game. Cass City 64, Bad Axe 42 on WLEW Sports. Post-game wrap-up action coming up right after this.
From the moment she was born, I promised to love her, to protect her from all the monsters under her bed, and to support her in all of her dreams. From the moment she was born, I promised that I would always provide for her, no matter what. That's why I bought life insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to secure her future, no matter what.
Hi, this is Amy, and when you're shopping for your insurance, keep it simple and call us at Knight's Insurance Agency in Cass City, where we'll go over your options with you and get you the coverage that you need at a price you can afford. That's Knight's Insurance Agency in downtown Cass City. Give us a call at 989-872-5114.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Your number one Bad Axe Hatchet sports fans. Auto Owners Insurance and the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Auto Owners, the no problem people.
I'm Sean McVeigh from the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe. Sports teaches us the important lesson in life. Teamwork and sportsmanship will help us succeed. Everyone at the McVeigh Insurance Agency in Bad Axe supports area athletics and academic excellence.
Here's urgent automotive news for truck buyers. Starting in 2013, heavy-duty Ram Cummings diesel-equipped trucks will require DEF.
Hi, Paul Bessler here from Moore Motor Sales in Carroll. In the market for a new Dodge Ram Cummings diesel? Then head on over to Moore Motor Sales fast before the 2012 Ram heavy duties are gone. We still have regular cab, crew cab, and mega cab configurations in stock, and 2012 is the last year for the Dodge heavy-duty diesels to not have the DEF diesel added. So hurry on over to Moore Motor Sales in Carroll today and see me, Paul Bessler, for all your truck needs.
Do you enjoy doing laundry? I mean, really enjoy it. Didn't think so. Well, it's like life insurance. You don't like to talk about it. You'll eventually get around to it. But not doing your laundry really isn't an option. Unless you're into that kind of thing. If you didn't know already, I'm Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. Let me do your laundry for you. Not literally, but let's make sure you have clean clothes to live in for the rest of your life, or the ones you love. Call me, Clark Ramsey, at Farm Bureau Insurance, or look me up on those interwebs at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com.
On today's show, we're watching a human being in his natural habitat, the shopping mall. He appears to be at his cell phone company provider. Look at this. No customer service. He's in the wild now. And what's that? No smartphone? This is clearly not the dominant being of his pack. He's now trying to look up something. He's clearly not utilizing his resources. He is, however, an ambidextrous being, using both thumbs to text. But if he had a smartphone from Thumb Sailor, he could be doing so much more. Look at this. He doesn't even know his daughter is stranded at basketball practice. He obviously didn't get the email with the updated schedule. This being should switch to Thumb Sailor and get so much more from his phone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, internet. This, folks, is why survival of the fittest exists. Become the dominant one. Get a smartphone from Thumb Sailor.
Final score from Bad Axe is Cass City Big. Cass City 64-42. Cass City actually never trailed in the game. You're tuned to WLEW Sports. The Farm Bureau Insurance postgame show starts in 3 minutes. In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Nonstop Power Cruise!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. Thank you for flying WLEW's Nonstop Power Cruise. We're currently cruising at an altitude of 50,000 feet and climbing. If you look to your left and a little bit behind, you'll see everyone we're leaving in the dust.
Cruise 102.1.
Declaring air superiority over the thumb.
Tune to WLAW Sports, and you're listening to the Farm Bureau Insurance post-game show. Cass City comes out with a victory, 64-42, over the home team, the Bad Axe Hatchets. John, take it away.
Clark, for the Bad Axe Hatchets, it was just a cold night shooting. In the second half, 7-31, 22%. If you total the whole game, 16-59, 27%. That's just not going to cut it for the Bad Axe Hatchets if they want to win. Cass City, they just shot the lights out of the ball. I mean, it was, in fact, you want to talk about a story of consistency. First half, they were 11-27, 40%. Second half, 11-27, 40%. 22-54, 40%. They were just hitting on all cylinders, and there was just no stopping them tonight. They look really good.
As far as the Bad Axe Hatchets' individual scoring goes, Bailey Hines entered the game with 6 points, and he hit that three at the very end of the game. Austin Termel, 9 points off of three threes. Ben Braden led Bad Axe scoring with 11 points, 6 in the first half, 5 in the second half, including 3 free throws. James Canarian had 8 points, 6 in the first half off of 2 threes and a 2 in the third quarter for 8 total points. Tyler Labor with 4 points coming in the second quarter, and Tanner Krug in the third quarter coming in with 4 points. They were 3-for-6 on the free throw line in the second half, 450%, didn't shoot any in the first half. So overall, Bad Axe was 3-for-6 from the line for 50%. A little low than what a coach would like, especially at home. But for the Cass City Redhawks, a little bit different story. Cass City, like John was saying, was firing on all cylinders. Cody Orban led all scorers with 24 points. He had 21 after three and had another